and we have Rolene Marks. Rolene, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. And you, Benji?
Yeah, I am fantastic. I believe you are on the road as you talk to us from Israel today.
I am on the road. I'm also on route to Nathan, but limited time. So let's get into the meat and potatoes of what is happening here in Israel. And the IDF have opened up Kerem Shalom crossing, which is the main crossing into Gaza today. This is after Lieberman said quiet will be met with quiet. This is not indicative that a final truce has been met, but the IDF have lifted restrictions for fishermen off the coast of Gaza and have opened Kerem Shalom crossing. And we're quite ecstatic that we need to make the distinction between Hamas and the civilians of Gaza who deserve to receive humanitarian aid and care and the food that comes in. Now, our education minister, Naftali Bennett, is not happy with the current status quo. He will be challenging any ceasefire agreement or the terms of any ceasefire agreement. But the concern of the IDF right now is the situation for civilians in Gaza.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's hopefully a step in the right direction. Now, a lot of interesting stuff happening and a lot of arguments happening, people writing think pieces on the internet about the detainment and questioning of left-wing activists into Israel. See, the Attorney General has decided to probe the problem.
Well, this is definitely a story that is getting starting a lot of debate in Israel. You know, how far do we go when it comes to restricting left-wing activists coming into Israel? How do we make a distinction between those who are harmful to the state and some who are just espousing very, very left-wing politics? And we've seen over the last couple of weeks this happen with the journalist Peter Baynard, who calls himself a liberal Zionist. I know some of our listeners may disagree quite vividly. Aziz Azaria, who was also, interrogated by the security forces, by the Shin Bet at Ben Gurion Air Force. And this is starting to raise a big debate. And I know a lot of others may not be comfortable with the discussion going on in Israel. Are we losing our sense of democracy? Because it is very important to remember that at the moment Israel is still a very, very barbarous democracy. And whether we like or agree with the politics, we can't ban certain people from coming in. If there are people like BBS South Africa, yes, by all means, because they wish for the destruction of the state of Israel. But many are opining that there has to be a line between allowing left-wing or liberal Zionists to be interrogated and people that are harmful to the state. So the Attorney General will be investigating, you know, what methods are used, what criteria are used, and making their findings and their assumptions based on that. But very, very much an object of debate in Israel.
Yeah, and something which, you know, they'll have to look into. I mean, I don't necessarily think it's only left-wing activists. I can tell you, you know, someone who has to deal with sometimes people going to Israel, often people who are just normal Jews, people who are not left-wing at all, non-Jews, whatever. People get stopped by at the airport for all sorts of reasons. And of course, there are legitimate security things that we need to worry about. But, you know, you also do want to make sure that people's first experience of Israel is a welcoming one, and that, you know, people don't start with a sour taste when they arrive. So that is, I think, actually a more wider issue than just, are we stopping Peter Baynard do we have to let him in because he has a big column in the Daily Beast? It's kind of, you know, how do we balance the issue of security and, you know, BDS people who are going to cause problems, with people who are, you know, either normal or critical or whatever. And I think it is an important issue that hopefully will be addressed by some of these probes and all of this kind of thing. Ronnie, can you still hear us? Rolene?
Hello? I'm struggling to hear you because the line's not very clear. But, I know that this has been a big discussion in South Africa, a lot of media coverage, you know, what is happening, what is the, where is Israel's mindset at, you know, is it because Israel feels that, you know, we are under existential threat, that we are becoming maybe more insular, but, a big discussion for a lot of us to start having.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And then, Ro, I see that U.S. and Israeli embassies in Berlin have had to do some investigations about some white powder that's been found mailed to them.
Well, very, very suspicious white powder delivered to the American and Israeli embassies in Berlin. And this has been investigated by the German authorities. And it has been found to be a harmless substance, but it does raise security concerns, and of course the concerns of the Jewish community in Berlin, who are feeling that anti-Semitism is rising, and anti-American sentiment is rising, and is this going to manifest itself as something potentially very, very harmful to other members of the Jewish community, or to Israelis in the country, you know, with the history that we have with Germany, this has certainly become very, very much cause for concern.
Yeah, absolutely. Rolene Marks there will be, line is a little bit awful, so we'll just kill it there, but she'll be back with us tomorrow. Now let's listen to some goldfish.